Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Money Monday in full effect. What's good, everybody? Your hip-hop informer, that dude, TM Hyman. Hey, welcome to the show. Jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. It's the TM Hyman Radio Network. Hey, thanks for rocking with us. It's Monday, October 14th, 2013. Day 14 of this government shutdown. That's right. Hey, well, I'll talk about it in a minute. Big up to John McCain. Big up to John McCain. I'm sure he's in the hate mail right now from his party, and really his probably his friends and people that he considered his dear friends, they are really not digging John McCain. We'll talk about it. Day 14, tonight's topic, literacy in America, the ugly truth, the extremely ugly truth. Begin to Read is a reading organization that promotes literacy in the United States of America. They're reporting that 2 out of 3 students who cannot read proficiently will probably read proficiently before the fourth grade. What they're saying is if your child is unable to proficiently read by the end of fourth grade, 2 out of 3 times, let me not make up the statistics, 2 out of 3 times, they will end up in jail or on welfare. This is based on statistics. Staggering. Literacy in America, the ugly truth. You are in tune. Hey, we'll be right back.
What's up, world? This is your girl, HC, a.k.a. Hot Chocolate, and you are tuned into TM Hyman Radio.
Hey, yo. This is the remix. I ain't say that in a minute. Miguel, Chris Montana, Bad Boy. Yo, Test Smooth. Check it out. Hey, your love is like perfection. My protection. My resurrection. Let's rock. I need it when I be stressing. You the ingredients to my blessing. Murdered the streets out, murdered the beach out. Jumped in convertible jeeps to peace out. Used to get you open, all gold bins. Gold ropes and gazelles with no lens. You know that bad boy gang, cold as cocaine. Smooth like Coltrane, groovy like Soul Train. I'll kick in the door, waving the 4-4. If I ever hear you say that you don't love me no more, Sean. Let's rock, don't stop, come on. Oh yeah, you know we back, baby. Oh, baby, I can't wait to see your friend. Ooh, ooh, baby, like this, let's rock. Come on. I love, just let the love adorn you. Hey, baby, yeah, you gotta know.
Montana. Puff, Buff, B.I.G. Round with your main squeeze. Watch her face freeze. Watch her by the 100, baby, they don't make these. Versace robe, Medusa, the lion head. True pimpin', no blue ribbon, just time bread. And you can tell by the swag, baby. Shorty gon' bust it open for a bag, baby. Jump in the whip, dippin' from the haters. Damn, why they wanna stick me for my paper? Lil' mama scooped me in the big body. Blew her back out, now she tellin' everybody. Montana.
Sing.
P. Diddy, French Montana. I like that smoothed out joint right there. Your hip-hop informer, that dude, T.M. Hyman. Welcome to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. It's 9:07 in New York City, 9:07 in Miami. What's cracking? Hey, jump on it, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Tonight's show, Literacy in America, The Ugly Truth, is being brought to you by Explosio. Hey, log on to entertheopendoor.com. for your breakthrough to your financial freedom. Explosio. Again, enter opendoor.com for your breakthrough to your financial freedom. All the way live from Itty Bitty City here in Tampa. Actually, it's not too far. It's about 25 minutes from Tampa. Florida, yep. Hot Chocolate, welcome to the show. What up, mama?
She is I and I is she. Thank you for that wonderful introduction, and I'm going to say happy Christopher anybody else but Columbus Day. No, I will not agree to happy that, because the way that it all went down was not right. So I cannot celebrate that, man. I'm sorry.
Christopher Johnson. Happy Christopher Johnson Day. We'll go that route.
We'll go that right. Christopher Wallace, Christopher Johnson, Christopher Williams, whoever else you want to call.
Christopher whoever day. Hey, no doubt. The rest of the crew will be here momentarily taking care of business. Hey, we're going to really drill down on the ugly truth tonight, though. We got Nokio coming, hanging out in our second hour. We're going to talk about plans that are going to jump off next week. Also, big up to the dopest ever open mic contest that is going down at, I think it's Taipan in Virginia Beach. It's this Wednesday. It's the second round of the dopest ever open mic joint. I think that's my man. I want to say that's Trayvon. That dude Trayvon, if it's not Trayvon, it's something Vaughn. We'll get it right. But a couple of the winners from that contest out in Virginia Beach will be joining us next Monday. So if you're in the Hampton Roads area anywhere, this Wednesday, I believe it's going down, I want to say 7 p.m. We'll give you more details. Stay tuned. Literacy in America, the Ugly Truth. More after this.
We the most best.
Yeah.
We mix mother.
Wow.
Ace Hoods. This the remix.
I come looking for you a Haitian. I stay smoking on good Jamaican.
We the best music.
Oh. You can get the races. You get money, they started hating.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. 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 I woke up in a new Bugatti.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. Stepped all over my body. Getting real money, still hating on me, man. Y'all need a new hobby, or they won't talk to me. What they gon' say? Y'all ball, you a water boy, Bobby Boucher. You on top two pay, y'all fruitcakes. Don't really play games, but I keep 2Ks. Damn, Mr. Hood, why you do them like that? Pull up in the drop with the ceiling top back. Couple weeks old, Bugatti done went gold. You ain't even know I deserve that plaque. We the best running air summer, in fact. July 16th, I'm bringing the real back. Broward.
Just I woke up in a
hold up, double impact in his back, in his walk in the club with a Mac on my hip. Diamonds look like snapping the flick. Pulling, I blow 50 racks in the VIP. I back in the whip, make back with your back. A new Mussolini in back of the six. Rappers, these rappers is sick, cause my homies got whips that they rappers ain't get. Cause we cracking them bricks and I package the zip, and I'm switching my flow. I speak cracking it, cracking. I been hit your bitch, and she back on my back. But I get to the dough and get back at your bitch. Like, hold up, I woke up in cool Ferrari with all my jewelry on me, new Aston Martin plus a Rolls Royce and a new Ferrari. That's a new Bugatti.
New Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Okay,
thank you. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Hustle,
I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Pay for
nigga. Got rats stack em up like Lego, nigga. I'm a motherfucker, G, I don't play with no nigga. Multi-millionaire self-made, H-U-N-T-L-E gang. For that end guard, we truck, we bang. I'm the new John Gotti and a new Bugatti. I got a few young, how do you wanna get poppin'? Ice, right, ice, put it in a light. Got ice, but it don't look right. If I buy a brick and it don't cook right, I whip that for a rack, sit tight. I got a bag full of tools and some to move. Hey, all I want that money, lead a fame to you. I graduated out of gladiator school, so all I know it go like I'm trained to do. Rain that to my Mozzie pedal to the metal, I'm mashing that. I lit a top down on my Phantom drop, blowing, I'm high as an astronaut. When you see me, I'm cashing that. Wanting to say the ball has a lot. You keep carrying on, you get carried out. Cause I don't take air whooping, just pass the mic. It did work getting blasted by. No, for real, it's worth getting blasted by.
Money conversation gets so high, I be scraping, got my eyes like an Asian in my ride. Like I'm racing in the sky, like a plane is gang or die. Ain't no lames up in my circle, ain't no. Then my eyes throwing money in the air. Pop them bands and let it fly. Where I'm from, you come up short. Pull that thing and let it fly. You know me, blow so much dank. Think I'm Marley, got so much ink on my body. Brought so much drink to the party. I fell asleep and woke up in a new Bugatti.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Whip, whip. Candy on that money dip. 500, I'm hood rich. Put in work, did 100 flips. Been about the mansions. Stunner Island, we packin'. Rich gang, we uptown. Hard body and Mac. Two on that back. Money and that power. Mansion on that beach. Blood red Bugatti. Versace on my floor. Meal like it's a dollar. Stunt.
I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Woke up with the crown. Serving Bobby Brown. Started from the bottom. Now it's caught up Nino Brown. Take my spot, never will. Now I know how metal feel. We both shooters from New York, but I showed how the metal feel. Fidel Castro with them Cuban links. With Mark Cuban, where them Cubans lay. Choose my friends, no friends. Hottest noon in 10 years.
Blow hotter than my hobby. Give me that sloppy shit. All of my tires did. Give her some money, she did. Like did, I'ma say did.
I'ma say did.
Did I say it?
Did I say it?
If you got good, you should always have your rent paid. Show us a band, I'm not mistaken. Out of my outfit, fashion statement. This the school of hard knocks, graduation.
Just the remix.
I woke up in a new Bugatti.
I'm sick of y'all stop talking crazy. How to spittin' and they can't debate it. I didn't really know Tupac or Big, but no, the beats within were reincarnated. Underrated, I'm constipated, I'm and on the toilet paper, you are now tuned into the greatest. Ace to it, congratulations. Say name one that's rocking with him. Flow like a 100-round chopper. Made a way out of the jungle and now they in trouble. I used to be humble. Recently flooded my neck and my wrist. Tell all them critics to
remix.
Broward.
I woke up in a new Bugatti.
TM Hyman Radio Live. Your girl Hot Chocolate, the General TM Hyman. Representing the Tampa Bay area right now, both of us. He's in Tampa. I'm in itty-bitty Plant City. That was the Bugatti remix featuring, and I'm going to see if I can get everybody who was featured on it. Future, Baby, T.I., French Montana, 2 Chainz, Wiz Khalifa, Ace Hood, and Meek Mill. And if I forgot somebody, charge it to it being 1,000 people on the remix and not my memory. But
word. Hey, and please don't charge this to my memory either. Hey, I just want to make sure, because y'all know I'll kill somebody's name. I kill people's name on this show all the time, so I know my heart. It is in the right place. Hey, it's the dopest ever open mic. That was Tony Vaughn. I think I said earlier Trayvon.
Another young man that we've had on the show, too.
That's the artist and the dude that we've had on, and, of course, Mr. Martin. But that is promoter Tony Vaughn. Who is actually, you know, the brains behind the dopest ever open mic. You can actually log on to www.thedopestever.com. The show is going down Wednesday, and I think it's every Wednesday at Taipan. Starts at 9 p.m., and it goes on and on and on and on. It reminds me of a spot that I used to go out to in, I think it was in the Newport News area, where the fuzz band played. It was Off the Chain. Doesn't love the fuzz band in Hampton Roads? So big up the VA. And again, if you are in Hampton Roads, that's Chesapeake, Portsmouth, Newport News, come on the south side. That's Virginia Beach, Norfolk, of course. Go on out to Taipan and you know, try to make it happen out there. The artist next week, I guess the artist who performed this week, this Wednesday, is going to come next Monday, and they're going to be able to speak with Nokio right here live on the show, and he's going to critique them and give them some real feedback, and he's always looking for artists. Who's Nokio? Nokio's that dude from Drew Hill who produced all the platinum hits. He's Grammy Award-winning, and he's now a co-host on this show. This is where it's going down. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Big up to the dopest ever open mic going down out there in Hampton Roads, VA. Yep. What's going on, Hot Chocolate?
I'm trying to get back on this. This it is a new week. This literacy topic is really, it's weighing heavy on my mind because I am a Gigi, and my grandbaby will be 6 in March, and she's super ultra smart. You know, that part I'm very proud to say. But for the children who seem to be slipping through the cracks and are not able to read by those levels, and you said it's fourth grade, right?
The statement that begin to read is reporting, and actually it's not, it's a statement, but it's more than that. It's a literacy statistic. 2 out of 3 students who cannot read proficiently by the end of the fourth grade will end up in jail or on welfare. You know, this is pretty much based on, you know, the fact that, you know, I mean, the fourth grade is pretty much the watershed year that, you know, that educators historically is really looking at. And what they're saying is that they can predict that if your child is not reading up to par by the fourth grade, and let me help you as a sociologist, and what that is someone who understands behavior and why we do certain things. Let me help you understand why they take that position and what they're saying is real. Because what happens is if a person is not able to really comprehend and fit in, you know, with the average and what everybody else is doing by a certain age, it begins to wear and tear on their self-esteem. And in turn, they start acting out, and you see it in behavior. And then you start making bad decisions because you're trying to make up for your lack of, and a lot of times it's a lack of comprehension. Now, let me help you all understand something. Illiteracy means that you know how to read. Illiteracy means that you cannot read. Literacy is not the issue, really. So don't let the topic fool you. The ugly truth is the fact that most of America is illiterate. We can't read. We really can't comprehend.
Can't read and can't speak, and a lot of the awareness or the signs of you not being able to read is in the way that you speak. I find it so disturbing that a lot of our young kids do not have the basic vocabulary background to be able to comprehend what they're reading. And I think that's a big part of it as well. And you see it in the way that they pronounce words and the tenses that they use. And it's sad and it's disturbing.
Well, who's they from your perspective?
I do find it a lot in the African-American community. I have found in the area where I work in Polk County that there are also a lot of Caucasian children that have this issue as well. And I think it comes from the lack of the fundamentals of where they're learning to read in first, second, and third, fourth grade. It's sad. It's sad.
And also real. According to the literacy fast facts from the National Assessment of Adult Literacy is where I pulled a lot of information from tonight, which is the NAAL. And you can pull a lot of information for yourself if you want to really dive deeper than what we're touching on tonight. We're only trying to bring awareness. We are not casting judgment. We're trying to expose
Absolutely.
Something that is almost an epidemic in certain areas. And unfortunately, a lot of times it's in urban areas. And so urban does not mean a particular persuasion. Urban typically deals with economics,
right.
if you really want to understand it for what it is. But literacy is defined as using printed and written information to function in society, to achieve one's personal goals, and to develop one's knowledge and potential. That's what the NAAL defines as literacy. Again, using printed and written information to function in society. It's comprehension, it's reading, which in turn helps you to speak so that you are clearly understood. This is a problem in America. Hey, the question tonight is, what can we do to improve literacy in our communities? We're going to talk about it. We'll be right back. Bruno Mars.
Give me your, attention, baby.
About me too, and it ain't no way in hell Cause I know she still thinks about me too.
Radio. It is 9:30 p.m. That is our boy Trey Songz right there, the lady killer, who is also starring in Baggage Claim, the movie that was just released about a week and a half ago. I haven't either, but I am hearing very good things about it, so I plan on checking it out.
Hey, that's what's good. Hey, before we go any further, all the way live from the DMV, that dude, give it up, St. James.
Push-ups and shots. Where you at?
Actually, I'm mistaken. So we'll hang out for St. James. We'll hang out for St. James. Just a little confused. Hey, before we do anything, she always brings us that Money Monday flavor. Ladies and gentlemen, kick back and figure out how you can do better in the area of your finances. Because, hey, the government shutdown is still going down. Ladies and gentlemen, Tony, all the way live from Delaware, Money Monday.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Today's Money Monday tip is actually going to be your best personal budget tools that you can use. Just so you know, personal money management tools are resources available to help you create a budget and assist you in staying on track in meeting your budgeting plans. The first tool that you can use is an online program. There are a number of internet-based budget templates and worksheets that are available to help you account for both your income sources and your expenses. And you can also view most of the data stored on the online budget websites from your cell phone, which gives you greater mobility in accessing your budget data. A great one that you can try would be Mint.com, M-I-N-T.com. That is an example of a free online money management service that is extremely helpful. Secondly would be your computer-based software. In addition to online budgeting tools, computer-based software applications such as You Need a Budget is an example of a budget software designed to assist you in managing your money. There is a free download, a trial of the You Need a Budget software, so you may want to try that out as well. You can also look into budget spreadsheets. If you prefer simple spreadsheets rather than like online and computer-based software programs, Microsoft provides several free budget spreadsheet templates. I believe there's probably about 30-plus free budget templates that can be downloaded into Microsoft Excel templates directly from the website, the Microsoft website, so that it will include general personal budget templates to project-specific budgets such as wedding budget templates and things of that sort. There's also expense trackers. Expense tracking involves accounting for your individual purchases to ensure you don't go over your monthly budget. An expense tracker tool becomes very important if, for example, your food expense includes meals from restaurants and frequent snacks, especially for people who are in business and are always on the go. If that's the case, there are mobile applications such as Buxfer and Billmonk, Buxfer, B-U-X-F-E-R, and Billmonk, B-I-L-L-M-O-N-K. It's a suitable tool to help keep track of your daily expenses. There's also the budget calculator. A budget calculator actually tabulates your monthly savings, monthly expenses, annual expenses, and income. If you input the information into the budget calculator, it will automatically attain the budget review for you. I believe a good example for that would be the You Can Deal With It online budget calculator. That would be very helpful. So that's one you can look at. Again, that's You Can Deal With It. It's an online budget calculator. And lastly would be custom calendars. Budget calendars help you keep track of when your bills are due and the exact day your income sources will be delivered to you. Online budget calendars generally include like a calendar tickler system that can be customized to send you reminders about your upcoming bills via either email or by text. So, again, just a few personal budget tools that you can use. Actually, that's six of them. Budget planning, again, could include hard copies, computer software, online and mobile application, financial management tools such as expense trackers and budget calculators. But regardless of which one may or may not work for you, it's always important to have a budget, stick to the budget, and use any necessary tool to be able to do so, especially during this time when the economy is not all that great and when we have a government shutdown. So those are a few tidbits for you this Monday.
No doubt. Day 14, government shutdown. Hey, Toya, that was awesome information. And so I'm going to ask you to just hang out with us, if you could, for a few minutes. We're even going to bypass the break. We're going to bypass the break because I think it's important in the midst of a literacy conversation tonight to recognize that the National Assessment of Adult Literacy is reporting that nearly a billion people will enter the 21st century unable, really they entered the 21st century, unable to read a book or even sign their names, and two-thirds of those people are women. And so in order to really effectively budget and to be able to follow the instruction that we provide, we first got to address the issue of literacy. Before we go any further, he has stepped to the mic, and he's going to stay there for a minute. Give it up, that dude from the DMV, St. James. Hey, welcome to the show, brother.
What up? What's going on, peoples?
What up, Sabe?
Hello.
What's cracking, lady?
Literacy in America, the ugly truth. Literacy in America, the ugly truth. That's the conversation tonight. Two-thirds, two out of three students who cannot read proficiently by the fourth grade, they're saying will end up in jail or on welfare. You know, we're talking about some staggering statistics. We must change this immediately where we can impact it. The question is, what can we do to improve literacy in our communities? 85% of all juveniles who interface with the juvenile court system in any kind of way, they're saying they're functionally illiterate. 85%. More than 60% of all prison inmates are functionally illiterate. If they can't read, who's helping the kids to read? It's typically a cycle. How do we break the cycle? Let's talk about it.
Well, for one, I think given the level of work that the kids have these days, some parents are often intimidated because they're already in that position. So they become frustrated with trying to help the children or won't even try and help the children. So if you don't have...
Well, I think it's because they can't. I think it's because they can't, right?
Absolutely.
In the U.S., directly related, I mean, all of our ills, typically, all of the ills and the woes are directly related to some type of literacy. I mean, I've read some statistics today that just really shut me down. It's like literacy is learned. You know, I mean, literacy typically is passed along by parents who cannot read or write themselves. You know, one child in four, you know, grows up not knowing how to read. That's, like, stupid to me. When there's so many resources and you know, so many programs available to us. I mean, say if you're an educator, you know, I mean, Toya, you are raising a daughter who is exceptional in school. We know this is not easy.
Yeah,
it's not easy. But I can tell you that one of my challenges as a parent and just in general in life is I have a very short, I want to say I'm very short on patience. And a lot of parents, even if they have the ability, the skill set to help their kids, either they don't know how to apply what they know to help a child or they just don't have the patience to do so. I'm one of those people who can help you to a certain point, but if you can't pick up on it as fast as I think you should, then my patience is shot. So I had to find out another way to be able to help her if I couldn't. And that's when I
Absolutely.
Did some research. And people, yeah, and people can't be afraid to ask other people for help. There are a lot of programs. I know I found several reading programs and math programs that they offer year-round at the universities that are ran by the universities, but they're mostly students who are obtaining their master's, so they need that credit with school, so they offer tutoring programs. And, yes, tutoring is expensive, but if you look for these types of programs that they offer in the universities, reading or math, you can find some for as little as $25 for an eight-week program. For the past three summers, I put my daughter in a reading program through Wilmington University here in Delaware. It costs me $25 for the whole summer, and it's individual one-on-one. It's not a group setting. They do the analysis. They sit down. They actually check off their studying style, their learning skill set, and then they prepare within that week, that first week, a program for them for the summer, and they go over everything with them. And then because they have to submit something for school for their credit, they actually do probably about a 10 to 12 page, it's not even a summary, it's a 10 to 12 page report on the child from the beginning of the session to the end. So people just have to take the time to actually look for help. You don't always have to pay a lot of money, but if you take the time to look, you can actually find a lot of good programs that will help you if you feel you can't help your child yourself.
Absolutely.
No, that's absolutely true. I mean, you and I understand that there's a lot of times shame, you know, and it just doesn't feel good not to be able to keep up, you know. And, I mean, but this is what the statement in reference to the fourth grade is really connected to. And it is 9:41 here where I am in Tampa, Florida. It's 8:41 in New Orleans, Louisiana. And folks, hear us tonight. Literacy and crime are closely related. The Department of Justice is actually reporting that the link between academic failure and delinquency and violence and crime is welded to what? Reading failure. Over 70% of inmates in American prisons cannot read above what grade are you thinking? The fourth grade. That's the correlation. Hey, literacy in America, better yet, illiteracy in America, the ugly truth. We'll be right back. Long radio show.
Everybody get up.
Maybe I'm going back.
bad bitch, but she ain't bad either. So, hit me up when you pass through. I give you something big enough to tell your past too. Swag on demon when you drag casual. I mean, it's almost unbearable. In a 100 years, not there would I pull a far side that you pay me back. Nothing like your leg guy, he too square for you. He don't smack nothing that pull your hair like that. So I jail watch and wait for you to salute and chew this pimp. Not many women can refuse this pimp, and I'm a nice guy, but don't get it confused.
Tuned into TM Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for rocking with us this Monday evening. It's about 9:46 here on the East Coast. And tonight we are talking about literacy in America, the actual ugly truth of the fact that there are a lot of children, and adults for that matter, that are not literate and have problems with reading and education and things of that sort. I know before we went to that song, which if you don't already know is Robin Thicke, Blurred Lines, has been number one since like May of this year. But before
forever.
We went to that, before we actually cut to that song, we were talking about asking for help if you need it. And a lot of people don't have the finances to actually pay for outside help. And if that's the case, you can always the Internet, as ugly as it can be, can also be very helpful. There are a few websites that you can go to that offer both reading and math assistance for you guys. One is actually readingrockets.org. They offer a wealth of reading strategies, lessons, and activities to help young children learn how to read, help you figure out why they may struggle and actually target the problem. That's, again, readingrockets.org. There's also mathandreadinghelp.org, which will also help with assisting young children who are having problems with reading, whether it be helping at home, helping at school, what the common issues are, reading assistant resources. And, again, another thing you need to do is most of the programs that are offered at universities are not widely advertised because they don't have a lot of people or a lot of staff to actually help a lot of students. So you're going to have to be diligent in actually picking up the phone and calling. And if you just ask for the reading department or math department, English department, they'll be able to tell you if they offer special programs, whether it be fall or spring sessions, they offer summer sessions. Just pick up the phone and call. You will learn a lot by just asking questions. So you just got to make sure you do that.
Those websites, one more time.
There is mathandreadinghelp.org, which is for, of course, math and reading. And there's also readingrockets.org, which is a really good one for, to actually help struggling readers. And another one that I have personally used and that I know that our Miss Health and Wellness, the mayor, Miss Didi, actually turned me on to for our kids, is the Kumon Reading Center. They actually offer reading and math. It's not a tutoring center, but it's an actual center that helps students learn and progressively get better and above their grade level. So whether they're where they're supposed to be, they always strive to keep their students at least two grade levels above where they're supposed to be. So my daughter, Kumon, K-U, M as in Mary, O-N as in Nancy, Kumon. They do not advertise, so a lot of people may not have heard of them. I know I haven't, and the only reason I did know is because Dee Dee actually found a sensor in her program in her state, and I actually was directed to one around the corner from my house. How I missed that, I don't know. But Kumon is an excellent reading and math program designed for kids. Again, it will get them to where they need to be, and then they strive to get them at least two levels above where they're supposed to be. And then from there on, I mean, they have kids in there that are doing college-level math work in middle school. So, I mean, it's very affordable. It's not like they're paying $100 an hour. It's $100 a month, and they give them daily work, whether it's a holiday, whether it's summer, whether it's school. They always have work to do because, you know, a mind at rest, you're not going to learn anything. So they make sure the kids, they're not overly busy, but they make sure they always have something to focus on instead of TV and playing games and things of that sort. So that's an excellent program that you can look into for your kids.
That's a great thing. That's a great challenge to have them to reading levels above what the grade that they're at. That's awesome.
Yes, it's excellent, and I would recommend it to anyone. Now, from what I understand, Ms. Regina, you have some tidbits for us with some new music, new artists.
Yes,
I do. Okay.
Yes, I do. I am pleased to bring our new music segment. But before I do, if you would like to advertise your business or product or service here on TM Hyman Radio, please drop us a line at tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. Again, that's tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com, and someone will definitely get back to you. We are Real Talk, Real People, Real Times, and it is my pleasure to bring you the new music segment for this week. It is one of our resident, can't say resident because he's not here, but one of our favorites here, and he's also a VA representative, one half of the Clips, Terrence Pusha T. Thornton. I gave out all his name, but, you know, Wikipedia does too, so don't be mad at me, Push. he is, again, one part of the Clips. He's also part of the Re-Up Gang, and he is a current artist on Kanye West's Good Music label, and he had one of the most highly anticipated albums of 2013 with My Name Is My Name. It was actually released on October the 8th. Some of the production credits that we have are Kanye West, Don Cannon, Swiss Beatz, Pharrell, of course, Rico Beatz, another VA representative, Knots Raw, No ID. Some of the features that he has are with Chris Brown, Rick Ross, The Dream. I'm sorry, The Dream is also a producer on the album. Kelly Rowland is a feature, Jeezy, 2 Chainz, Big Sean, of course, his label mates. Kendrick Lamar, who's super hot right now, Future as well as Pharrell. Again, one of the most highly anticipated albums. One of the summer bangers that was out, Numbers on the Boards. We can finally, you know, get past that where everyone, I think, was kind of fiending for just a little bit more because it was taking so long for the album to be approved. And it was kind of funny because, you know, if you follow Pusha T on any of his social networks, Instagram or Twitter, he made it very clear that he was not the delay in My Name Is My Name being released. Apparently, you know, Kanye wasn't happy with it or wasn't satisfied with what he submitted, and I don't know what changes were done, but eventually he got the clearance, and again, the release date was October the 8th. So we have our review today, and I will make sure that we have every banger on that album on our board for TM Hyman Radio on Wednesday.
Hey, but we do got we do have that new God flow with Pusha T and Kanye.
Oh, no doubt. From the Good Music compilation.
Pusha T and his mentor, I know I can't wait to hear this new joint. We'll be right back. Somebody.
Shake that body, party that body. Shake that body, party that body. Shake that body, party that body. Come and have a good time with G.O.D.
I believe there's a God above me. I'm just the God of everything else. I put holes in everything else. New God flow, fuck everything else. Supreme dope dealer. Write it in bold letters. They love us in the spirit like pocket the Coachella. They said Push ain't fit with the umbrella, but I was good with the yay as a wholesaler. I think it's good that Ye got a blow dealer. A hot temper, match with the cold killer. I came aboard for more than just to rhyme with them. Sing 99 when Puff with a hand shine with them.
Yeah.
Matching Daytonas, rose gold on us. Going ham in the beats that then took a soul on us.
Ooh, since you overdo it, I'ma pour more.
Well, if you going coupe, I'm going four door.
Shake that body, party that ball.
That's red,
shake that body, party that ball.
Rick Flair,
shake that body, party that ball.
Yeah,
come on, have a good time with G.O.D.
Yeah.
Shake that body, party that ball.
Whoa.
Shake that body, party that ball.
Whoa.
Shake that body, party that
it's
ball.
It's a new job,
have a good time with G.O.D.
Yeah, yeah. Step on they neck till they can't breathe. Claim they five stars, but sell you dreams. They say death multiplies by three. Line them all up and let's just see. Up from yay, up from yay. I wouldn't stick on that wood with Grandma, yay.
Woo!
They get it shopping at Target.
Woo!
My shit is luxury ball made.
Yeah.
I'm ballin', I'm already. A Nick soul in the park that I want in. What's a king without a crown?
What?
What's a circus without your clown? What's the brick from an out of town? When you flood and you can drown.
Yeah.
It's the good music, golden child. It made dollar sign, can't nobody hold me down.
Shake that body, party that ball. Shake that body, party that ball. Shake that body, party that body. Come and have a good time with G.O.D.
Hold up, I ain't trying to stunt, man. But the Yeezys jumped over the jump, man. Went from most hated to the champion God flow. I guess that's a feeling only me and LeBron know. I'm living three dreams. Biggie Smalls, Dr. King, Rodney King. Cause we can't get along. No resolution till we drown. All these haters, rest in peace to Whitney Houston. Cars, money, girls and the clothes. Oh man, you sold your soul. Nah man, mad people was running. Oh man, made something for nothing. Bitch, you're working so hard and you can't cut through. That can mess up your whole life like an uncle that touched you. What has the world come to? I'm from the 312. Where cops don't come through and dreams don't come true. Like that a guy go when it's mercy and lie. Go from working McDonald's, barely paying a condo. He even got enough to get his mama a condo. Then they ran up and shot him right in front of his mom. 40 killings in a week and 40 killings in a week. Man, the summer's too high, you can feel it in the street. Welcome to Sunday service, if you hope to someday service. We got green in the eyes, just follow my experiment. Moses not fought the water with the cane did. Strippers not make a art when I made it rain did. Yeezy not get signed by Hov and Dame. And ran to Jacob and made the new Jesus fame. In Jesus' name, let the cry say, I'm on fire, ayy, that's the Richard Price say. And we'll annihilate anybody that violate. Ask any dope boy you know, they admire, yeah.
Shake that body, party that ball. Shake that body, party that ball. Shake that body, party that body. Come and have a good time with G.O.D.
Good music, good music, good music, good music. And all my niggas say, good music. And all my ladies say, good music. I don't know, but I've been told. I don't know, but I've been told. If you get fresh, get out of here. If you get fresh, get out of here. I'm way fresher than all my foes. I'm way fresher than all my foes. Somebody please pick out they clothes. Somebody please pick out they clothes. And all my diggin' say, good music. And all my ladies say, good music. Who run it this your day? Good music. Who run it this your day? Good music.
Good music right there. TM Hyman Radio Live. We are back. Save James. We're here with the whole team. The number is 917-889-3926. And just before we get into that, tonight's show is brought to you by Explosial. Log into enterTheOpenDoor.com for a breakthrough to your financial future. I know everybody's looking for that breakthrough, so go ahead and get it started early. Anyway, we were talking about literacy in America. So can I put a pin up real quick? Because I need to say something about this Pusha T album, whatever, myself. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to
digress. No doubt.
But
let's go.
I like the production. The songs are dope and everything, but my only hang-up with Pusha T's music, he's still talking about how many keys he cooked up daily. And it's like...
And you know, You're not
it,
the
dude.
Only one that's giving me that feedback. Yeah, like, you know, a lot of people are looking for him to grow as an artist and go away
from
that.
Come on, son, tell me something else. Show me your range, man. That's my only thing. I've been with Pusha T. I've been with Clips, that whole movement. You know what I'm saying? Bad News, all of that. I'm good with it, but give me something else, please. It's been how many years you've been since grinding, dude?
Yes.
I mean,
yes. And I would have to.
That's all I got to say about it, man. The music is dope, as you can tell.
Since we out Vibe Beach in Virginia Beach, Virginia, we coming from all up and down the East Coast. We doing our thing right here with the TM Hyman Radio Live Network. Hey, if you're out in Virginia Beach this Wednesday, actually each and every Wednesday, you can stop past Ty Pan out there for the dopest ever open mic. Log on to www.thedopestever.com. My man Tony Vaughn out there showcasing new artists. And so clearly we promote artists. So big up to Pusha T, Timbaland, Missy, that whole crew, Virginia Beach, Virginia. Big up.
Yep. And congratulations to Pharrell and Helen, his son. I'm getting ready to say his name wrong, and I don't want to say it.
Don't mess it up.
They got married over the weekend. His son's name is Rocket. That's his son's name. I was gonna say something else, but it is Rocket. Pharrell and Helen actually got married over the weekend, so congratulations to them.
They got
Rocket. That's what's up.
Rocket. That's him.
That's what it do. Well, so we're jumping back into the literacy in America thing. Now, I got to say something about that, too, because being on both sides of the coin as a parent and as a teacher, when I was teaching special ed, it's like, to me, I'm looking at my son right now. He was in Montessori program when he was three. After, like, halfway through his school, about the end of his first year, he was ranking up with, like, the 5 and 6-year-olds in his class as far as, you know, his literary skills and reasoning, you know, all the stuff that they try to teach you in those formative years. And as soon as he gets to the public school system, it's like, you know, he just regressed in everything almost. And it's like we're doing their job basically at home. Like, you have to do their job at home, or else they're not going to get anything, because things are, like, the teachers are protecting now with the teachers union thing. And, you know, for every right, they should be, for whatever reason. But at the end of the day, don't use that as, like, a scapegoat. Like, you could just come, show up and get paid. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's almost like the kindergarten class is almost like a daycare. You know what I mean? It's not engaging. He's constantly, you know, idle mind is double playground. He gets you to get into stuff. If he's not challenged, you know what I'm saying? He was challenged in the Montessori program. So a lot has to do with, you know, the quality of material that they present to your children and who's doing the presenting. Because, you know, they're trying to reinvent the wheel almost when it comes like multiplication. Now, they have some kind of weird system. I don't know. They get boxes and tables on the side. You have to do like 5 like lines of numbers. It's crazy. It's like, yo, what happened to just bringing the number over and multiplying diagonally? You're giving the basics.
Yeah, new math is crazy.
No, it's crazy. I'm looking at this stuff, you know, the school I'm in now, I'm with the sixth grade. I'm looking at the method that they're teaching them basic stuff. And it's like,
but is it a design to make it more difficult on purpose? Not necessarily, you know, because times are changing, because I think basic math is basic math. I mean, we want to keep up, but I mean, is it necessary? I'm not a parent with children in school, although I support children in school. Each of you are actual parents. As parents, do you see the shift in the education system as necessary for your child in public education today?
I think it's essential, only because I know how I excelled in public schools back in New York. I was in, like, the accelerator class, not to brag or nothing, but they had some called humanities classes back in my school in elementary. I was in those classes from second grade on out. And all, like, you know, honors and whatever I could get myself into. So it's like I know the challenge is there. I was getting fed the challenge daily. It's like I'm not seeing that with this new, the way things are revamped. But maybe it's just the area I'm in. You know, hey, Prince George County, if anybody's in Prince George's County public, you know, board or something like that about their schools, you know, y'all need to bone up on what y'all doing in there for real. It's kind of suspect as far as I'm concerned.
All right. Hey, let's take a pause, come right back. It's 10:05. We're going to go to the phones. This is an important topic, and I don't even want to touch the fact that, you know, education differs in different geographical areas to really drill down on what Mr. James is talking about Prince George County. You know, education, literacy, that's the topic. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the best team, the best click in internet radio that there is, providing you with the best in entertainment, inspiration, and information. We are TM Hyman Radio.
You are hot gal and your girl hot too. Don't a Jamaica want to take you on a rendezvous. Shea butter, headless shine, and we're passing through. Respect for the dancehall crew. You see?
Swag goo. Ooh.
our crew definitely has the swag sauce, dripping swag goo, as cliche and corny as that may sound. We do. We are TM Hyman Radio Live. The team is TM Hyman. Toya is on the line. Save James and I'm your girl, Hot Chocolate. It is 10.09 p.m., and if you are looking for a steady stream of residual income, freedom, and improvement lifestyle, improved lifestyle, Explosial is your answer. Visit entertheopendoor.com for details. Again, that's entertheopendoor.com for details on how to get you some extra cash in this crazy economic time that we have going on. And from what I understand, we have some callers that want to weigh in on TM Hyman Radio tonight, so let's go to the callers.
No doubt, area code 301, last four, 4062. We know that number. Always checking in. We just going to say checking in from Capitol Hill, bringing us the news of what's going on in Washington, D.C. Coop, we're going to you. What's going on in D.C., Coop?
We got the shutdown going on. We got the debt ceiling coming up. Man, we got everything. We got something else going on, but I ain't going to talk about it because Terrence don't want me to talk about it, so I ain't going to talk about it. Then we got then we got PG County and Montgomery County on the radio, you know, being called out.
Hey, dude,
talk about it, man. Talk about it, brother.
Hey, well, see, I grew up in PG County all my life, you know, from the sandbox. I grew up in PG County. And currently I live in Montgomery County. My daughter goes to school in Montgomery County, but I still have family members that have gone to school and go to school in PG County. So I see the difference in the school systems, but I also know that if you go from PG County, like, say, Capitol Heights, to PG County, say, Bowie, Upper Marlboro, and Laurel, it's a difference from Capitol Heights and Oxon Hill. So, and you know why, and I don't have to tell y'all why that difference is. I mean, but it's not even, maybe I do have to tell y'all, because it's not just about color, it's about economics. As the neighborhoods go, that's how the school system goes. But then what's happening is sometimes you get these kids that are getting bussed around, and so the schools are different. Then you have these teachers that are up in there, and you look at the teacher and you're like, I bet she was at the club last night. And so, you know, they have at the club night before, they had that attitude, they really don't want to be there. I went to one of my younger cousin's school one time just to pop in on him. He's sitting in class, it's about 10 o'clock, I go to pop in, and the teacher's talking about what he did wrong, and I'm looking at her like, I know you was out in the club last night. You just got that look, and you got an attitude like these kids is bad, but it might be that you, even if you're not hungover, you was out too damn late last night.
Right. Hey, you know what? You're talking about that Upper Marlboro, that D.C., Baltimore, DMV area. We can't go no further. Especially when you talk about economics. We're going to bring Mr. Economics into the conversation. And give it up for that dude, Nokio, coming to us out of Baltimore tonight. Hey, welcome to the show, brother.
What's going on,
what
y'all?
What up, Nok?
What up?
I'm late. I'm working, y'all. I'm sorry.
Hey, you're right on time.
That's
bro.
All right.
Hey, let the truth be told. Nok is in the studio working on that new Drew Hill record that y'all can be on the lookout for. So, hey, we feel blessed to take the time to come check out.
Right?
To check us out, man. You say thank God.
Yeah, we need some of that old-type music back because I don't know what these jokers on here singing about nowadays.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you something, though. And I had to have this reality with myself this morning. I'm not the same dude that made all that stuff.
Oh, you don't have to be. As long as you bring something that's worth listening to.
So I mean, like, I don't know how to write nursery rhymes, so you don't have to worry about none of that ABC 1 2 3 stuff.
Thank Jesus.
I don't know how to do that, but I had to realize, as I've been creating, and I've only been in the studio, you know, writing and stuff for like the past 2 weeks, but every day that I come in, I realize that I think that I've evolved into something else, and it's a little bit bigger than just R&B. The foundation and the roots are still there, but the music is just not just put it like this. If anybody looking for beauty, it probably won't be there. But
and beauty
I could probably
was my song too. Sheesh.
But I can't. But I got it. You know, it's like I'm one of them, like a method actor. Like, you know, I'm a method artist. Like, I got to be and do where I'm at right then. I can't, you know, like what Jay-Z say, you want my old stuff, buy my old album. It's just not going to happen.
True, that,
and
that's
I had
fair.
So many,
that's fair.
And I had, and I say that because I had so many people who, you know, like to say to me, like, oh, man, you know, I hope you make another this and make another that. And it's like, well, that was a moment in time, and I don't feel like that anymore. And I don't know the person like that about no more either.
We're going to leave the fans and the listeners, you know, on the edge of their seat waiting for you to finish that project. Hey, we appreciate you for stopping past, bro. They was talking about the education system up in your area. You have kids that are actually in school. Your kids in school further up north or where you are near Baltimore?
Nah, up north. My daughter is in school, but, you know, it's still, like, she's in pre-K. So, you know, it's like, it's not a lot that, well, I will say that the school that she goes to, they do, you know, like, they get homework and stuff in pre-K. I'm like, I ain't getting no homework in pre-K, which is great. So the reinforcement is there, but my sons go to school in New Jersey. And, I mean, anybody that knows anything about New Jersey, it's like the taxes are so high there that, like, every school pretty much, you know, unless you, you know, in the deep inner city, like the public schools and private schools are pretty much comparable to each other, but it's not the same thing down here at all.
No. When we come back, bro. Well, you know what? Let me ask you right now. Let's go another route when it comes to literacy. You deal with a lot of artists. Have you ever ran into a situation where, in the midst of trying to write a song or produce a record, you found out and you had no clue, but you found out that an artist just couldn't read or couldn't write?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, I know. No, I know. And to be totally honest with you, and I mean, like, I never put anybody out there because this the situation as to which that happened, you know, I don't know. But I mean, it's a especially on the not being able to write tip. It's a lot of artists out here who cannot spell words correctly. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. No, it's real. Again, tonight's topic, if you're just tuning in, we should have named it Illiteracy in America, the Ugly Truth. But it's Literacy in America, the Ugly Truth. Hey, 2 out of 3 students who cannot read proficiently by the fourth grade, they're saying, will end up in jail or on welfare. 85% of juveniles who interface with the court system, they're saying, are functionally illiterate. 90% of welfare recipients are high school dropouts. And yo, check this out. 16 to 19-year-old girls at the poverty level or below, you know, with below average skills are 6 times more likely to have out-of-wedlock children, specifically, you know, because of their reading comprehension or their lack of. This is serious business. How do we turn this around? How do we address it? We can't turn our backs on it. That's the topic tonight. That's the discussion. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. It's serious. We'll be back.
What's good, world? This is Sage James, and you tuned in to TM Hyman Radio Live.
Letting go, but then you came along and showed me how to love.
love again. Saw into my soul, brought my sadness to an end. A brand new start for me, and it's all because of you. My love sickness is gone, and my broken heart is cured. You made me smile again, and everyone can see, like an angel from up above, you came and you saved me. You saved me. You saved me. Destiny, please lead my way. If there is home, please make this day. Baby, I needed light, and you brought it here. Everything was bright, but you made it clear. I never knew who love could feel this complete. Never knew love could break me down and make me fall. Now I know God answers prayers, cause every night
nothing
I lay and imagine you in
nothing.
My presence,
oh, like
now you're here
like
to save
prayer.
The day.
Hyman Radio Vibe. It is 10:22 p.m. The General T.M. Hyman, myself, Hot Chocolate, Nokia, the Entity, Toya, and Save James are all on the line with us. And that was Ricochet, You Save Me. Did I say that wrong?
Archive.
Archive. I said exactly what you were going to
say.
Oh,
man.
Archive.
How you did Ricochet?
I don't know. I have no idea.
See, that's what happened when you come back and you start talking and I was supposed to talk.
You know what? And that's right. That's right. You blame that on something. I don't know what to blame it on. But again, it is 10:23 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in Itty Bitty Plant City, and we will say it is 4:23 in my favorite exotic place, Dubai. And we were actually talking again about it was literacy, but TM actually thinks that, you know, we need to hit on the topic of illiteracy, because that's more of the direction that it looks like it's going on and where it actually starts. My experience actually comes as an older, more mature member, as Save James likes to say, of the team, who has older children. But I was actually in the same boat as Toya, where I could help you. That wasn't a problem. But my level of patience, where I felt like my sons were not where they should have been or should have been able to comprehend and understand what we were doing at the time. And I was in a position to be blessed enough where my mother helped to provide the financial assistance to be able to get them into what here in Florida was Huntington Learning Center at the time, similar to the Sylvan Learning Centers that they have across the United States. But I was not opposed to, you know, getting him additional help when he was home in Virginia, because when he got the Huntington help, it was when he would spend summers with my mother here. But I did look into programs on the Norfolk State campus or at the high schools, because at this point he was in the elementary and middle school levels, where they had tutors for free at that point. There really weren't any charges involved. There was, I think, a level of, I'm not really going to say embarrassment on my behalf, but I think my pride was hurt some just by the patience to help him as much as I wanted to. But that's something that a lot of parents, you know, these days have to work at and be able to get over, and not let that stop them from getting the children the help that they need, as well as, you know, if there's areas that you may need help with, you can learn together. You know, that's even more of a rewarding experience, I would think. But yeah, just don't be afraid to look for the help, and don't let your pride stop your children from being able to succeed.
No, absolutely. And before we get out of here tonight, we're going to provide you some helpful steps and tips to help you to improve. But hey, to transition back to Nokio, in reference to, he talked about his one child being in an educational environment that was a little different from where he is right now. And we talked about the differences geographically. You know, Coop referred to it when he talked about Prince George County up north. Nokio, are you familiar with Prince George County?
Yes, very, very, very much so.
I thought it very interesting when you said you know of artists, celebrities, famous folk who have literacy issues, who really can't read. How important is that for you as a manager, producer, to take on? Would you take on someone who was extremely talented but couldn't read or write?
I mean, definitely, because like I said, like, you don't, going into a situation like that, you don't know what caused them to be in that place. And,
right,
you know, if you're a person that really cares, you know, about artists and things that you deal with, just past the fact that they may be talented and they can make you know, some money, once you identify it, it's kind of hard to address. But once everybody gets comfortable, you know, you kind of just try to find ways to, you know, help them out. Some people don't want no help. I mean, some people, you know, in all honesty, it's like they feel like,
that's
okay,
true,
I'm talented, and I'm not, but I'm talented on the music side, but I may not be book smart. But you know what? Everybody that's out here book smart, I'm making a whole lot more money than they are. So I'm really not concerned about trying to figure nothing else out.
Right, right, right.
So, you know,
which is a real point.
You know, it all depends on the, you know, this all depends on the person and the situation and how far they want to take themselves in life. And I mean, like, it's the, you know, it's the same thing with athletes, actors and actresses, you know, whatever, you know, it goes across the whole spectrum. And some people, you know, they feel like education is important. You know, some people, like, I go out and I talk to kids, especially, you know, around here in Baltimore, and, you know, that it's a joke that's made, but it's serious, where it's like a lot of these kids really feel like, okay, I'm going to be a basketball player, or I'm going to be a rapper or a singer, and that's going to be it. That's going to be my way out of, you know, whatever lack of education that I have or whatever it is, that's my way out. And that's a reality for them. And, you know, a person like me, when I go in and talk to them, it's like, okay, cool, like, I got to live out and I'm still living out my dream, but, you know, that's like one in a billion that it actually happens for you. You know, you might be able to make a record and put it out there, you know, whatever it is, get a little notoriety, you know, get in the club for free, get some drinks or something like that. But, you know, it's not an everyday thing to actually be able to be highly successful in any of those industries. So, you know, I had a buddy of mine, but it's so funny that we're talking about this, because I had a buddy of mine send me a message 2 or 3 days ago, and he wanted me to call him up so I could speak to his stepson to let him know the importance of having an education and getting your education before or while you're in this business, because a lot of people just figure that it doesn't make a difference. And the crazy thing is, because you have, like, artists with managers and things like that, and every manager isn't a positive person, and, you know, they'll key in on things like, oh, well, they, you know, they can't read it, they can't write, you know, whatever it is. So, you know, I'll just decipher the contract for them and let them know whatever they need to know and then keep it moving. But it's very important that at whatever level you are in life and whatever it is that you plan to do, you have to have a grounded foundation in some type of education, because later on it's like once you get older, you can't blame the stuff on other people like you can when you're younger. And it's like, oh, well, people just pick up the slack for you. You got to have that responsibility. So that's my story when it comes to it.
No, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, Nokio every Monday will be actually critiquing and available to help artists who are trying to grow their talent, who are really trying to make some real moves. You can submit quality material right here to tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. Hey, next week, the artists who are performing out in Virginia Beach at the dopest ever open mic is going to be here next Monday. Three of the best. I think last week out there at Taipan with that dude, Tony Vaughn, I think it was Menace, Lyrics, and Jazz, if I'm not mistaken. They were the top three. This coming Wednesday out there at Taipan in Virginia Beach, we'll see who the winners are. Next Monday, you're right here getting critiqued and getting some positive or maybe some not so positive feedback with Nokio and the team right here. It is 10:31. We'll be right back, Steve James. This is Oxy Aura. Back in a minute.
Me and her, oxymoron. I give her that beat, pussy platinum. But she too cold, bipolar, parachute. Nice to know ya. Me and her, oxymoron. I give her that beat, pussy platinum. But she too cold, bipolar, parachute. Nice to know ya.
Story about a girl on a pole. It's like a goddess in a mask, like, whoa. ATM in my pockets, taking all my dough. Ask me if I got a girl, and the nigga say no. So she proceeded to put on a show. Acrobatic tricks mixed with some porno. I'm drinking a Patron mixed with Jack D. A and B conversation, see she want that D. I took some E and now I'm an effer. She called me a G cause I got her with no effort. Blessed with the tongue but I ain't gonna sweat her. But if she do it right I might just tell her that I love her. Know that I'm lying but tonight I'm sinning. Tomorrow's Sunday so I'll ask for forgiveness. She wanna take me home and you know I might tell ya. She asked me about my girl again so I said this.
Me and her, I can go wrong. I give her that beat, pussy platinum. But she too cold, bipolar, parachute. Nice to know ya. Me and her, I can go wrong. I give her that beat, pussy platinum. But she too cold, bipolar, parachute. Nice to know ya.
I got a story about a girl in my home. She told me tie up, I'm like, baby, hell no. She told me chill out and be calm, it's alright. So I shut the fuck up and I explored for the night. S&M, submission, and dominatrix. I took the blue pill, so I guess I'm in the matrix. Live with no regrets, dive in and just take this. She said that to me as she got me. I took some E and now I'm a effer. She called me a G cause I got her with no effort. Blessed with the tongue, but I ain't gonna sweat her. What is she doing?
But tonight I'm sinning. Tomorrow's Sunday, so I'll ask for forgiveness. She got me in a home, and you know I'm like, hell yes. She asked about my girl again, so what is it? Yeah, 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 yeah.
Me and her, I do no wrong. I give her that beat, pussy platinum. But she too cold. Bipolar, parachute. Nice to know ya. Me and her, I do no wrong. I give her that beat, pussy platinum. But she too cold. Bipolar, parachute. Nice to know ya.
I got a story about a nigga in the bed. Woke up the next morning like, how'd I get here? Then I got a text that said, are you alright? You ate the pussy so good that I paid you for the night. Not to mention the fact you turned me out. I said, I wish I knew what you were talking about. She said, just leave your girl and be sober this time. We could do it all again and I'll pay double this time.
Me and her, I do no wrong. I give her that beat, pussy platinum. But she too cold. Bipolar, parachute. Nice to know ya. Me and her, I do no wrong. I give her that beat, pussy platinum. But she too cold. Bipolar, parachute. Nice to know ya.
TM Harmon Radio Live, we are back. Numbers 917-889-3926. See, I spoke a little prematurely right there, but you got to be able to drag it out to make it seem like it was planned to do that. Back. Talking about literacy or lack thereof in America, ugly truth. And it's funny that this happened to be the topic because I was going to bring this up anyway for the piece that I was going to have the What Grinds My Gears rant on or something like that. Because, you know, today is like, you know, I got another behavioral notice from my son in school or whatever, and because he's bored in there. And it's like, you know, what are y'all going over in school? He showed me the work he was doing in school. He was doing that when he was 2 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Some of these kids in there, you know, they don't, not because they're fault. You know, they're still not sure of their sounds, and, you know, they learn at different levels and everything still. And that's why I was trying to, you know, my son's a little more proficient in some of the skills, the basic skills that they're trying to instill now. And that's, you know what I'm saying? It's not to say it's partially, it's all the teacher's fault or whatever, but, you know, just, I guess, in the curriculum that's given, at the kindergarten level, I guess as a compare to what the Montessori was, you know, allowing the growth and development. Because, you know, at that age, kids are a sponge. Anything you put in front of them, they're gonna get. You teach to them enough, they're going to pick up on it, and they're going to figure out how to use it. It's natural. In Switzerland and other those countries over there, China and Japan, these kids are learning, like, 3 other languages by the time they're 7. And, you know, some of our kids are still having trouble, you know, writing their name apparently or spelling
Absolutely.
It correctly. You know what I'm saying? At 7. So, you know, it's a major divide. And, I mean, I understand, like kind of like what Kuta Nokia was referring to, you know, it's about the haves and have-nots. You know, when you have everything else to pay for that good education, you know, then you're going to get top-shelf material. But, you know, it was basically on something you get what you pay for type deal. And I think that's kind of foul, but, I mean, that's the way it works in some areas. Because, like I said, it wasn't like that when I was growing up in New York. You know, everybody that I know, like, everywhere they went, we was, you know, like, ahead of the game somewhat. So, I mean, not to discredit anybody else's upbringing in the school system, but, I mean, hey, the facts are the facts. I'm not going to sit up here and try to, you know, paint a picture for you that's not going to be the accurate one.
Well, I mean, I can say the same thing. I can say the same thing about Virginia. I mean, for the most part, I was educated in Virginia, and I fortunately lived in an area where, you know, it was. I went to a school that was mixed, that it was probably half and half, Maury High School. But I have to say it was a quality school. We were challenged, but I think the benefit of the quality came from the fact that the school was so diverse. We learned from one another, and we became comfortable with one another at an age that, you know, I think we could have probably went a different way and, you know, would have been like Black Power. But instead, you know, really understood the importance of people working together and operating in the melting pot. I don't think enough of us have an opportunity to really work amongst, become educated amongst diversity, which is important.
It's very important. Yeah. I actually benefited from diversity, too, going to middle school and high school in Virginia Beach. It was almost a culture shock to me because I moved from El Paso, Texas, which was predominantly Mexican and Caucasian. So, you know, the African-American influence that I got, I did get more of it in Virginia, but there was still a great level of diversity in the learning that I received. So, you know, that was a good thing for me. And as far as, like I said, I have older kids. My sons went to private school. So, well, at least up until eighth grade. So they kind of got the best of both worlds where, you know, they had a foundation that was more advanced than what, unfortunately, some of the kids were receiving in the Norfolk public schools. So they had a small jump. Well, I'm not even going to say a small jump. They had a large jump on it. It was just, I think, the level of distractions that they had in public school versus private school that, you know, could have been the defining factor for them.
Well, Regina, did you have any issues that's similar to what Save is dealing with right now and the question that he posed? I mean, ultimately, what do you do about a student who, you know, he's validated to say that he's bored? Now, I don't know if, you know, if that means that just because you're bored, you get to do whatever you want to do. I don't think that's
the message
that we But at the same time, I think we do need tips because we want to work with the school and we do what's best for our children.
If he's bored,
what are some solutions that you all as parents would actually offer up to say?
I first had to recognize that he was bored, and that was a big part of it, too. So Save, you even, you know, not saying you being able to do that, but some parents don't recognize it. They just see that the kids are acting out, that they're, you know, they're just misbehaving, and they're not taking into consideration that, you know, the curriculum that they're being presented with is stalling the kids almost in their
process.
Exactly. Like,
they go backwards. Right.
Recognizing it is first and foremost. Now, being able to communicate what you're seeing with their educators and the staff, the principals and counselors, and that's something else because a lot of times they may not be receptive to it. Now, you'll get a couple who, you know, will recognize it and will try and challenge your children more, but then you'll get some that are, you know, like – Coop was saying the teacher who was in the club last night, and she don't want to hear that. You know, that's her curriculum. She put it together, and your kid is going to do it, and she's just going to do, you know, your kid is going to do what she puts in front of them, and she's not going to do any more. So if that's the case, fight for your kids. You know, take them out of that class if that's not it. Find them another class in the school.
And that was one of the alternatives because, we was wrestling with the fact, like, you know, we want to test them out, see if he's ready because, you know, if they have to learn like a certain set of sight words by the end of each year in order for them to like be able to be considered to move on to the next grade, you know. So in Fairfax County, I got the sight words for first and second grade. He knew those words before he got into kindergarten. And this is what I'm saying. He was reading books before he got in there, and now he's acting like he can't do it now. And it's like, you know, what's the X factor here? You know, we reinforced everything at home from what came back from the first program he was in, which strengthened him even more. But now it's like with this situation here, what's going on?
Was there a period in which he was really not exercising the reading? Because, you know, if you don't use it, you lose it.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, we made sure that we read. We got him, my mom,
buys him books all the time because she's a principal. She's a retired principal. So this is what I'm saying. We're big on education, and we instill this thing on both sides. You know what I'm saying? So it's like we're playing our part, but a lot of the assignments that come home is stuff that we have to do. They want them to make, like, you know, picture, you know, book, like, big poster books, just pictures of themselves and everybody else and all this stuff and, you know, their friends and everything and then a book. They have to give me the same project three different ways, one in a folder, one on a poster board, and one in a book form. Same project. All about me. Pictures of your favorite everything.
I think it's important, though. I mean, I think it's important, even though, you know, there may be a disconnect, you as a parent have to make sure you're not sending the wrong message, you know, to your son as disregard. Because if he's getting from you that you don't think it's important, do what you're communicating, he's really not going to think it's important.
No, that's not where I'm going with it. That's not where I'm going with it at all. I'm just saying I'm trying to counteract, trying to figure out how we're going to counter that. You know, we need
no,
to
I hear
now.
You. I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you. Cool.
I'm not coming across any kind of adverse way to him so he could pick up on that at all. No, I'm still reinforcing you better do
okay.
You know, teacher telling me to do. No, absolutely. No, don't get it twisted. I'm not saying you ain't got to do
hold
that because you already know it. No.
Got it.
Do your work.
Got it.
It's the structure that you need. It's all about structure, too. That's the main thing that he needs also. All these kids need structure, consistency, a routine, you know?
Not true. Yeah. Can I say something real quick? Just
absolutely.
On all of that. I think that, and, you know, people can disagree or whatever it is, but, you know, especially with the younger generation now, you know, like, a lot of their parents are, like, knuckleheads that's our age that never grew up, for real. And, the importance of education and everything wasn't that important. So they didn't pass that down. It's not something that's just instilled in them, you know. And, I mean, simple things like, you know, the reinforcement is the most important thing because, you know, like I would always tell my kids, like, you go to school, you read a textbook or whatever, but that textbook is based off of information that, you know, somebody or a group of people came up with and they felt like that was the best, you know, thing for you to have. You got to go out and research and kind of go above and beyond, and kids aren't going to do that unless you point them in that direction. You know, I mean, back in the day, you know, I feel so old when I say this, but, you know, it's like we ain't had no internet. It's like if you wanted to know something, whatever, you picked up
encyclopedia,
or you went to the library, and that was it.
Absolutely.
You know, or the dictionary, you know, or whatever, or, you know, some book about something. Like we didn't have a choice but to go out and seek knowledge. It's like now everything is so readily available, you would think that it would put youngsters in a better place, but it's like everything is so readily available and so
it's
fast
made them lazy.
That
they're
lazy and it's like they skip past everything.
Yeah, they
want instant gratification.
Right. Hey, we're going to pause and come right back. You're in tune to TM Hammer Radio Live. Hey, Literacy in America, The Ugly Truth, hanging out with the crew. We got a few minutes left, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926 if you want to get in with a question or comment.
You are listening to the best edit, providing you with quality entertainment, inspiration, and information. We are TM Hyman Radio.
All they talk about is dollars.
Damn.
You ain't talking to the man, holla. Two doors in the air. Let me be celebrating, put your cups in the air.
Let me see your hands up one time. Let me see ya, let me see your hands up one time. Let me see ya, hands up. Let me see
your
hands up, hands up.
Pass that real. Your girl is my biggest fan. Windmill, Mills. Lil Tone Chin is
where my skateboard. I jack a queen, I don't play cards. Let me see your hands up like a gun on your face. Give me her combination, I'ma put my tongue in her safe. And if the time is wasted, I'ma clean it up like a maid. Make your woman ill sleep, Weezy F is a grave. Sweating me like they've been in the desert for days. They say the best kept secret is kept in the grave. New coupe is a dog, no roof on it. Diamonds sparkle in my mouth, Bluetooth, homie. Yeah, to say the least, Twisted Beat is a beast. And my homies got that work, they're unleashing them keys. Hands up in the air, like we don't care. And that truck fish, that's all we wear.
All they talk about is dollars.
Damn.
You ain't talking to man, holla. Dogs in the air, and if you're celebrating, put your cups in the air.
Yo, pass that crown to the real queen. You know the girl get it poppin' like a pill fiend. I got little bunny rabbits in my backyard. So fuck a funny South fraud tryna act hard. You my son, no daddy, you a bastard. Plus you got mad miles on your verge card. Nah, I can't work with none of them. They talk slick, then wonder why I be sunning them. I said, I'm a mogul, yes, I am global. I don't do burns, but yes, I am noble. Every interview, yes, I am their focal point. But I don't give a boink. Ain't going nowhere like horses in a stable. I'm in the mansion, flossing, clicking cable. Now with my bad, we're pretty James.
Hook
that all ass and let them pay.
All they talk about is dollars.
Damn.
You ain't talking to man, holla. Two dogs in the air. And if you celebrate, you put your cups in the air.
Like a Navajo, she looking half Cherokee. Rolled down on her when I used to have a Cherokee. Now it's Bugatti, haters keep getting body. Talking can't breathe, hoodlums all in your lobby. I can tell by your shoes that your ponytail new. Tell how you move, I see a summer jam too. Tell by the jewels, I'm a 100 grand dude. Really a lot more, I'm talking Channel 4 News. Like how they better duck, bulletproof in the truck. Crossing the prize circle, these ran out of luck. Riding in the road, so you know it's that done. New crib looking like Kim.com.
All they talk about is dollars.
Damn.
You ain't talking to man, holla. Two dogs in the air. And if you're celebrating, put your cups in the air.
About it whenever, whatever. I'm smoking on strong, this is that steroid era. Got my leather on, looking like Thunderdome. I got your girl at home, she got that Thunderdome. Let me see you touch the clouds, we can shut it down. From the dirty south, muzzle on my mouth. Woo. I'm a dog, I admit it, I pick your girl up like it's a calisthenic wall. If she throw it at me, I'ma catch it. Let me see you patch your weave if you wreck. I see you do your thing when you dancing. Now let
all
me see you do your thing on the mattress.
All they talk about is dollars.
Damn.
You ain't talking to man, holla. Two dogs in the air. And if you're celebrating, put your cups in the air.
Let me see your hands up one time. Let me see your, let me see your hands up one time. Let me see your, let me see your hands up, hands up, hands up. Let me see your hands up, hands up, hands up.
All they talk about is dollars.
Damn.
You ain't talking to man, holla. Two dogs in the air. And if you're celebrating, put your cups in the air.
TM Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for rocking with us. Coming to the end of the show. It's about 10:52 here on the East Coast. Just be sure you check us out on Wednesday. We'll have Mac Wiles on. We'll also have our health and wellness segment with Miss Dee Dee. Don't forget about our entertainment news, our adult talk, our new music, all that good stuff. Check us out Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 p.m.
No doubt. Yo, you heard some staggering statistics tonight. And so we just want to talk about some things that actually will help to scoot you along. You've already gotten some websites that should be useful to you. That's mathandreading.org, as well as what was that? Rockets, something rockets.
Readingrockets.org.
So please take advantage of those resources. But I'll tell you how I learned how to read. What my mom did for me and my siblings when we were struggling reading early on, and sometimes it's more difficult trying to help an adult to read or when you get past a certain age because you just, you know, it's just easier when you work with kids when they're younger. But we got hooked on phonics before hooked on phonics was popular.
Word, I had that too, son.
Hooked on Phonics worked for me. Word. It's so real. It's so real.
Word is
so
fun. I had that too.
What is Phonics? You know, Phonics ultimately is instruction. It means students learn the relationship between letters of written language and sounds of spoken language. You know,
often the phonetic sound.
A lot of people don't know what it is, so I'm taking the time to explain. At the end of the day, you gotta work with kids, help them to identify letters and the sounds of letters. I actually sat with an eighth grader. This dude is 17 years old. I went through some fourth grade vocabulary words, and he could not pronounce fourth grade vocabulary words in the eighth grade at 17. He was pretty much on a second grade level reading. And what he couldn't do, he could not sound out. You know, he couldn't sound out the words. He had no association as it related to the letters and the sounds. And so, you know, we've got to take this seriously. And typically, people feel shame, people feel embarrassed. But those of us who know there's a problem, we got to make it easy for those people with the problem to embrace it. We can't look down on them. We can't talk down on them. We got to help to coach them in the right direction. So, again, hey, I'm here to tell you. I once was blind, but now I see. Hooked on Phonics works for me. How about that?
Wait a minute. I got one that's even older for you, but that's making a comeback. Reading Rainbow with LeVar Burton is actually an app for iPad and Android now. So you heard your parents talking about it. It's back in a revamped way, and it will definitely work for your kids because it had the mature one skipping from kindergarten to second grade. How about that?
Listen, I mean, we're so real and we're so serious about this. Stop using your cell phone for all that sexting and texting about stuff that's not helpful for you. Use your cell phone to go on a private place to do something that's going to help you to sound out some words so you can read what you're trying to, you know. I mean, come on, folks. You got to take some accountability. No, no PO setting. You got celebrities and entertainers and people who think that money is the answer. But I think it's ignorant to think that money is the answer when you can't even read the contract that you just signed. It makes no sense to me.
Exactly. Because your talent isn't going to go anywhere after that.
It's so widespread, too, it's like, man, you wouldn't believe it. I mean, just like sitting down with certain people, and, you know, it's like the way that I started finding it out was, like, watching people, like, write songs, you know. Like, I'm not a big writer. I got this whole thing about writing down songs and stuff like that, I mean, that I'll explain on another day when we're talking to some artists or whatever. But, you know, you sit down and it's like looking at them and it's like, you really just wrote that like how it sounded in your head, and it ain't nowhere near what did.
That's what I was saying earlier. The kids can't even pronounce words, so they're speaking they're trying to read it the way that they're pronouncing it, and that's not it.
Right. It's like that letter in that word.
Like, so has there ever been a time, real quick before we get off, because I know we've run out of time, has there ever been a time where you just can't, like, ignore the pink elephant in the room where you just got to tell homie, like, yo, son, like, what do you? You know what I'm saying? Like, what did you just write, or how did you spell that?
I think it's important that you not embarrass anybody or put anybody on the spot because that only creates a problem. But I think the pink elephant needs to be addressed some way that's beneficial to that person.
No, I'm gonna tell you the craziest thing about it. The people that I know that are like that, they know, and I could say for the most part, it's almost like I said, it's like I don't care. Like, I remember a few years back, and I know we got to get ready, I'm going to make this clear. I remember a few years back, I was talking about going back to school to get my degree. Now, I could only begin to tell you how many people looked at me like I was crazy, like, what you going to go do that for? You're a star.
Like, what's that guy doing?
you or smarter y'all, maybe. Yeah.
Right. You know, I'm a star, so I can't be a star in this. Or is it that, you know, people just don't want another intelligent black man with a degree walking around?
It could be either.
I mean, yeah,
we could probably have a whole show
too.
Conversation on that one.
Yeah, I think the latter of the two.
Coop, you got a comment before we get out of here, Coop? We're just going to pause at the top of the hour, and we're going to keep the conversation going in overdrive because I want to share a few more tips. So, hey, Coop, you got a comment?
Yeah, my thing I wanted to share was, even though I did my whole bashing the teacher that looked like she had just got in from the club, I will also say that the schools are kind of handicapped, too, at some point, because I went to one of the parent-teacher meetings with the teachers for my daughter, and one thing the teacher pointed out was saying that sometimes they're handicapped because they have to teach to pass tests, and they can't teach because they're trying to pass. It's called the whole thing with, what, No Child Left Behind.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with us if you're still on the internet. Go ahead, Coop.
Yeah, because it's like I remember every year my daughter has to take, it's like constantly, these major tests, not just talking about a spelling test, a math test, or a history test, these major placement tests that the schools have for Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, in order to get funding. And it's kind of crazy because how are you doing all these tests constantly, like every month? They have a test where they have to be at school by such and such time because this group of kids taking this test at this time and this group of kids taking this test at this time. You're not being taught anything. All you're being taught is how to pass a test so the school can get some money.
Regurgitation, yep. Man. They teach them regurgitation, man. That's all they want them to do. I give it to you, give it back to me, and you pass. Go on to the next grade. Regurgitation, man.
It basically is. Because it's like what the kids said, don't know. Like you said, you're talking about how artists don't know how, you meet artists and they don't know how to read and write properly. You have kids like that in school now where they're teaching, just like you said, regurgitation. They're teaching them the answers for the test so they can see the question so they can get the right answers.
Right.
But so then when it comes down to life skills, they're not learning so that they can go ahead and proceed in life and learn how to do different things so they can go out and be a computer technician, so they can go out and be an accountant, so they can go out and be a anything, even
but
a plumber.
Should life skills and social skills be left up to the school for our children? Shouldn't like that primary steering and guiding come from home?
No, I mean, I look at life skills as part of life skills is reading, writing, and arithmetic. Now I sound old,
absolutely. But
I mean that's part of life skills. It's not just being able to set a table, even though our kids need to know how to, they need to know how and where to put the silverware on the table. I mean I think all of that goes together.
Right.
Right. True. I think the kids
when
need to know what the capital of the state they live in is. That's what I think they need to know too.
Exactly.
A lot of them don't know that.
But a lot of it is like basic comprehension, man. We talked about phonetics, but a lot of it is basic comprehension itself. You know, I mean, I can tell you my brother thought that my nephew was just like he's special. They thought the little dude was just like special. He wouldn't talk. He wouldn't do anything. But what had happened was because, you know, he didn't grow up in the best environment. And he really didn't get that nurturing that he should have gotten as a baby. He just didn't pay him any attention. It wasn't that he was slow. He just didn't pay him any attention because they hadn't nurtured him. And so he had to go through like a series of counseling and deal with all these specialists that pretty much opened him up and he started talking. They thought this little dude was a mute. He wasn't a mute. He just wasn't paying y'all no attention. Because y'all hadn't paid him any attention. And I think at the end of the day, that's problem with a lot of our kids. They've gone without any nurturing and direction and guidance, and in turn, you know, it's caused a lot of problems. I mean, and that's why we have more kids in juvenile detention today, you know, and so many kids that are so wayward in behavior. It's not necessarily because they need all this medication we pumping in them either. You know, they need somebody to sit down and tutor them, you know, and do some mentoring. You know, and I don't want to get on a soapbox, but ladies and gentlemen, just some real things that will help the situation tonight. We talked about offering up some ways that you can improve reading comprehension. One, take advantage of the resources that was provided. You have to make improving literacy purposeful. You have to use natural learning situations, like you simply asking questions, you know, asking, you know, someone to spell a word, asking someone to use a word in a sentence to help them, to help you to understand really where they are. If you ask somebody to use the word, you know, money in a sentence, and they say, I want to take the money to the trash, they clearly don't understand what money is. There's a breakdown in the conversation. You know, if you ask somebody to use automobile, you know, in a sentence, and they say, I want to take the automobile, you know, to the moon, clearly, they really don't understand the function of the automobile. And so I'm talking about real basic things that will help you to
can I say one thing real quick?
That's
a good point. That's a good point that you made, that they have no correlation between what the word means and how to use it in sentence. Because when I was in the high school with the alternative population, quote-unquote alternative population, when the kids had caught themselves trying to freestyle in the classroom, and then he was saying something, and this is around the time. I'm gonna let you know what time of season it was, what year it was. He was like, I'm gonna hop in my falsetto and grab my chicken, so-and-so. Remember that song Falsetto that came out a couple years back?
No, right. He didn't say he was gonna hop in.
He said he was gonna hop in his falsetto.
Right.
Grab his chick, and I said, hold on, son. I said, first of all,
do they sell that at the same place that they sell Fosachi?
Oh.
I mean, it was crazy. I had to stop him because I was actually listening to him because he was actually going pretty good for a little while. And when he hit that line, I said, whoa, wait a minute. Do you even know what you're saying right there, D? Like, do you even know what falsetto is?
In most instances, no. No clue.
That's what I'm saying.
It just sounds good to them.
Freestyle session over, man. Y'all get y'all booked,
right,
man.
Yes.
Right.
For real.
And so, again, what ways to help improve, you know, is exactly what you did, say. You helping people to understand. We have to help not necessarily make a mockery of people and laugh at them, but help to correct them and to do it in a way that they're going to receive it. I mean, basic knowledge of details, like who, what, when, where, how. You got to ask those kind of questions that make people think. I mean, you got to help them to understand that their way of thinking really isn't the way. That makes no sense. You can't let people continue to go on being stupid, you know, because I don't like stupid people around me personally. And so either you have to have a willingness to improve, or you know, a willingness to learn, or you can't be around me because that drains me and I don't have time for that.
I think that one thing that would help out the plethora of things that will and actually do help is that, you know, we need more light shined on especially youngsters that are taking their education seriously and having something become of it. Like, I remember a couple years ago, I want to say, maybe it was a year or so ago, it was a guy, might have been Chicago, I can't remember, and he graduated, like, valedictorian, and he got something like a total of, like, $1 million in, like, scholarships from people. And this
young dude.
Yeah, you know, he was like, you know, I want to say, you know, I may be wrong, but, you know, it's like not so much homeless, but just went through a hard time, but decided to make education the thing that was important to him. And you don't see that. You know, it's like, you know, I'm an artist, and you know, I, you know, appreciate having fans and, you know, people that support me, but at the same time, it's like we need stars that, you know, are
stars because that's what they're doing, not because they're singing or rapping or shooting a basketball, catching a football, hitting a baseball, or, you know, whatever else it is. But people that, you know, can, that the kids can relate to and say, you know, where he came from, the same place that I did. But he decided to make that important. And now look at this. You know, it's like we don't,
right.
You know, you, every once in a while you get a story or whatever it is, but you don't really get to see that. You hear about all the kids that's messing up. You don't hear enough about the kids that are actually doing something positive, especially when it comes to education.
Very true.
Right. Right. No, that's real. That's real. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for rocking with us in Overdrive tonight. We just wanted to make sure that we got it all out. Literacy in America, the ugly truth, has been a topic. I mean, man, listen, let's not allow people to fall in a rut that they will not be able to get out of. The statistic is 2 out of 3 who are not able to read proficiently by the time that they are out of the 4th grade, 2 out of 3 are going to end up in jail or in prison. That's the statement. We want to make that a lie for our loved ones and those in our community. Family, let's get up out of here. Take us home. Hey, Coop, thanks for rocking.
Save, you can go ahead since Matt
okay,
Steele
yeah,
is not
I really, I really have nothing provocative to say. I just want to let you know, Nokio, son, you was official 100% Baltimore all the way. That accent that you got when you say the only sound that you and you, son, you is official be more hard body, my dude. I know a Baltimore accent when I hear one. And my brother, you are the proud owner of it. I'm telling you.
Oh, no, no, look. Two, do, dog, mother, and father. And,
yes.
You know.
That's it. You know a Baltimore cat. You can hear those keywords. You know where he's from. I'm trying to tell you.
We're out of here, y'all. We'll see y'all on Wednesday. We are collectively TM Hyman Radio. He is the General. I am Hot Chocolate. We are missing Madam CeeLo Boston. We got Nokia, the entity. Save James. Shout out to Joe Smith, Joe Beast on the West Coast out there in Santa Ana, California. Join us on Wednesday. Have a
Where
good
you
night.
At,
oh,
Joe?
I'm sorry, and Didi and Toya too.
Where you at, Joe?
Chocolate on the radio. See him behind the live. 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 See him behind the live.